Can you tell me what the gospel is to eternal life? Come here. You don't want to talk about the gospel. How can you love it if you don't want to talk about it? So we get all these people walking by that say, yeah, I got it. I'm a Christian. I go to church. And here's the problem. When you challenge them in love and say, let's talk about the gospel, they walk away and go, oh, man, it's just Jesus. And they walk away. They don't have time. They're at a worldly fair. They're at a farmer's market festival. They don't have time to stop and talk about Jesus Christ with people that love Jesus Christ. So they don't love God. They don't love God's word. They don't love God's people. And they love the world more. Just ponder that. That's what we're out here to try to get people to realize. That man should walk away going, I couldn't even talk about the gospel with that man because I don't even know the gospel. And that's what we're hoping will happen, is that they'll be convicted and that they'll want to desire to know the gospel, to know Christ, his glory, and his goodness. That's why we come out. It is confrontational. But you know what? It was confrontational when the rich man said to Jesus, what do I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, keep the law. He said, I'm doing that. And Jesus said, go sell everything you got and come follow me. Right? And it was confrontational, and the man walked away sad. He walked away sad because he could not give up all of his ways. So that's why we're out here, to lovingly confront the world and all the lost ways of the culture and man-made religion. Loving our neighbor. Hopefully edifying brothers and sisters all over the world. God be praised.